You don't want a graduation cap, a tassel? Okay. Okay, what's the stuff that you have to get off, you know, on the inside? It's real fine. It's real hard to get off on a corn cob. It's little, like, little threads. Stringy stuff.
I don't think we call them any particular thing.
You ever hear it called silk? Or corn silk?
Corn silk. Yeah, I've heard that.
Corn silk.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the thing that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Okay. How about these vegetables? They're little and yellow and they have a crooked, thin neck.
Squash.
Okay. Do you know any different kinds of squash? Or is that they all the yellow?
I don't know any different kinds of squash.
Some people describe another kind that I've never seen. It's white and flat. I've never seen it, but, okay, how about some kinds of melons?
Watermelon. Cantaloupe is a melon.
Okay.
Okay, what about
what's the other one?
You don't want a graduation cap. Okay, what's the stuff that you have to get off?
I can't think of the name of the other one.
Okay, have you heard of either musk melon or mush melon?
That's another name for cantaloupe, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, do you know any different kinds of watermelons, varieties?
No, I don't.
Okay. What are these things that, well, you can eat them, they grow, but they're a fungus, and they grow up after rain, usually they look like a little...
Mushrooms?
Yeah. How about if they're like that, but they're not edible?
They're toadstools?
Yeah. Okay. If somebody had a sore throat, you might say he could not eat that piece of meat because he could chew it, but he couldn't...
Swallow it.
Okay. And things that people smoke.
Cigarettes, cigars, pipes.
And, okay, if there were some people at a party and they were around the piano, you might say they were all...
Singing.
Okay. And if somebody told a joke, they might all be...
Laughing.
Okay. And if somebody offered you a favor and you said you didn't want to take it, you might say, thank you, but I don't want to be...
greedy?
Or you could say you don't want to be indebted to them in any way. Another word that's like that. You know, you don't want to owe them anything. Or be expected to give them anything in return.
How about...
I don't want to be indebted. That's what you used.
Would you say obligated?
I doubt it.
You wouldn't use that?
I doubt it.
Okay. What if you... Would you use it in a sentence just in...
Yeah. Yeah.
Theoretically, like you might say.
Yeah, I'm obligated. For instance, you have to meet obligations for classes or requirements.
Yeah.
Obligations.
But you wouldn't use it for...
To owe somebody.
Right.
I don't think.
Okay. If somebody asked you if you were able to do something, just very simply, you'd say, sure,
I can do it.
Okay. And if you were not able to, you'd say, no, I
can't do it.
Okay. And if somebody wanted you to do something and you had just worked all day, and you might say, I've all I'm going to do today.
I've done all I'm going to do.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say things like, if they were saying I worked all day, they'd say I done worked or I done and worked?
Mm-hmm. I've done worked all day. Black people usually.
Yeah. Right. Okay. If there was an accident, you might say, well, they called an ambulance, but it was really too late because by the time it got there, the person was
dead.
Or you might say...
Too far gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if he was, you might say he was all, you know, by the time they got there, he was dead, or he was already dead, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay. You hear people say, ever say, done, dead, or done, you know, using done before a word like
no.
That? No. Okay. If you're saying, you might say, in a certain case that somebody